Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Chaney Weiner, founder of the Chaney Institute of Human Potential, and welcome to the Because This Is Your Life radio show. We'll discover the secrets to uncovering your hidden brilliance and learn how to break through your fears, doubts, and worries so you can live a meaningful life while feeling respected, appreciated, and recognized for who you are and all you do. So sit back, relax, and get ready to take this journey as you listen to the show. And welcome to another edition of the Because This Is Your Life radio show. This, of course, is your host, Chaney Weiner, and I want to thank you for being here today, for tuning in to our show today, today being December the 18th, 2017. And real quick, I want to mention, if you haven't already noticed, that I changed the name of the show. It's now called Because This Is Your Life radio show. It used to be called Beyond the Law of Attraction. I changed it for obvious reasons because this is the title of my book and because this is about your life, which is really the main reason why I changed it to this. And that's why it's the title of the book, because this has to do with your life, hence Because This Is Your Life. So thanks again for being here and for tuning in. I also made a couple of other show format changes. The show's a little longer now. I go 45 minutes. I take live questions on the show. So if you do have a question or comment, or particularly a question, you can call in. The call-in number is 347-324-5654. I'll say it again. It's 347-324-5654. And, of course, if you choose not to call in, that's okay. As long as you're here and you're listening, that's great. If you don't choose to call in and you still have questions, comments, or feedback, particularly, well, if it's a question you want me to answer on the call and you can't call in, or if it's just any question, comment, feedback, any of that stuff, head on over to my site, www.chaneyweiner.com, chaneyweiner.com. Click where it says contact. It'll take you to that page. It'll also take you to a page where there'll be a link in there. You can also, that you can click on, it'll take you to support@chaneyweiner.com. So either one, and send them what's on your mind, should you choose to. And when you do, I say this every week, send them what's on your mind. If there's something you like and or dislike about me or the show, send it in. If there's something you want to praise me on and or criticize me on or the show, send it in. If there's something you want to support me and or challenge me on as it relates to what I talk about or the show, send it in. Because it helps me to help you to help other people. That's the backbone behind how the world works. We live in a two-sided world. We get both sides. So the show's too, so I handle it the same way. I want that type of feedback because it helps me to help you to help other people. I love that feedback. I don't get insulted by it. I know I'm one of the few people who wants that kind of feedback, and I don't get insulted by if the comments are not quote-unquote positive. If they're so-called negative, just send in what's on your mind. That's all I'm saying here. Just send in what's on your mind. That's really important to me. And it's just, and really, ultimately, it's going to be what really one of the most important things that you can do in your life, because it'll get you into that habit as well. And certainly, I'm going to be talking about that type of thing today as well. Also, while you're over at the site, just let me say this really quick, to check out my book. My book's on the homepage there. Book's called Because This Is Your Life. You get the book from me. It's free. All I ask is that you pay the $7.95 shipping. And along with that, you get the free 3-part video training. What does it take to stay focused? Should you choose to get the book from Amazon? It's $17 on Amazon, and you don't get the bonuses, in which in this case is the video series. So the choice is up to you. Should you choose not to purchase the book? Well, that's okay too. So I want to get that in. And let me mention one last thing, or two last things here. The other is, well, when you look on the site, you'll see that I have 60-minute one-on-one calls. That those calls are with you and I, or with me and you, same thing, depending on how you look at it. But in either case, it's both of us. It's one-on-one calls, 60 minutes. Do those calls for a reason, because it allows me to help you in a way as it relates to your specific and situation, where I could get all the details and help you in a much more effective, not only effective, but help you in a way that you want, the type of help you want, instead of just giving general information. So that's why I have those calls. I love doing them. I also have calls that I do with people in my Breakthrough to Achieve program. The ones that I'm offering here are 60 minutes. You'll see it on the site there. And like I said, they help me to help you to get to the core of whatever your situation is. So if you're looking to break through something that you feel is holding you back, if there's something that you're looking to achieve, whatever it is, and obviously it's going to be different for you, check those out. And actually the site for that is becausethisisyourlife.com/one-on-one call, and there's dashes between each word one-on-one call. There's dashes in between each, so check that out. Also, while you're over at the site, you could check out podcasts. In fact, I'm doing a whole load of podcasts. I'm redoing the ones that are there, and I'm putting up new ones, so there's going to be a whole several dozen of them that are going to be up there. There's radio shows I've been on. I put up 6 of them, and I already mentioned my book and the one-on-one calls, and there's also the blog postings that I've written on. So check that out. That's cheneywinder.com. And like I said, if you have any questions, feedback, you could send that in to the support@cheneywinder.com. Now, what I'm going to talk about today, I've spoken about this before, and I'm doing it again because I want to get it in a little bit more detail on this, because this is one of those topics that can easily be written about in a book, and my next book, this is going to be in there. It's going to be along the lines of what I'm going to talk about here. And it's something that can leave you feeling lost in a bad dream, even though you're not dreaming. It's something that can leave your body aching for days, weeks, months, or even, years, even though it's one of the biggest blessings you'll ever get in your life. It's also something that is likely to leave you second-guessing yourself and the decisions you've made, even though those decisions ultimately lead to another blessing in your life. And it's also something that has you thinking, at first, how could this be happening to me? What did I ever do to deserve this? Why am I in this situation? And what can I do to change it? I can't believe this is true. You get the idea. Now, even though it may seem this way at first, there's another side to what I just said, because at the same time, it's one of the best feelings you'll ever experience, where you'll feel like it's a dream come true, where you'll feel that warm, fuzzy feeling inside that makes your heart sing, where you'll have tears of gratitude. And this is all, everything I'm talking about here is all because of one word. Trust, specifically the trust you have for another person. And I'm not talking about just some casual, I trust this person type of feeling. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a deep trust. A deep trust you would have for someone who ends up being a close friend, a relationship partner, a family member. You get the idea. Now, whatever the case is for you as it relates to your situation, it still comes down to the same question, and this is the topic of the show today. How do you know who you can trust? And it's pretty obvious as to why I'm talking about this, because this is something you deal with every single day in some way or another. And to really take it even deeper than that, I'm not going to go on this part of it, but even dealing with yourself. But mostly, what I'm going to be talking about here is, how do you know who you can trust? The way I'm talking about this today is not Well, how do you know you can trust yourself? That's a separate topic, is what I'm getting at. Today, it's going to relate to another person. How do you know who you can trust? Now, there are very few things, I'm sure you noticed to some degree, there are very few things in life, and really to the point where all the money in the world wouldn't be enough, that you can't put a price tag on. And so few, in fact, that you can even count them on one hand. Well, one of these is trust. And more specifically, trusting someone to the point where you could literally put your life in their hands, or I'll say it another way, the type of trust you've always dreamed of having with another person, where they're true to you and their word day in and day out. And most importantly, it's the quote-unquote day in and day out part that comes to mind. And I'm going to come back to this in a little while again. In fact, this brings up a quote. That's a pretty cool quote. Is a quote that is said in many different ways, but the quote goes the way I say it, is, quote, one lie in a matter of seconds can undo 25 years of telling the truth and with it the trust you have for someone. Be upfront and truthful because it's much wiser to maintain your integrity, end of quote. And this is a quote that's near and dear to my heart and one that I'm always thinking of and about whenever I deal with people, especially the people closest to me. And with this also comes something that at first I never understood, but I do now. And that is, why would someone ever compromise the trust someone put in them by lying and deceiving them? That right there is really one of the most fascinating questions that you'll ask yourself, come across, however you want to look at it, in your life. Why would someone ever compromise the trust that someone put in them by lying and deceiving them? Now, obviously, there are as many different reasons for this as there are people. And, of course, I and just about anyone that you know has been on the receiving end of having someone that violated your trust. I mean, there's no avoiding this, at least at first. So, the question here, and actually there's two questions, is one, do you give someone who violated your trust a second chance? And two, how can you tell early on after meeting someone if they'll be someone who you can trust in the way you always dreamed of? Now, to answer the first question being, do you give someone who violated your trust a second chance? To answer that question, this goes back to the quote that I mentioned earlier. And the bottom line is, when someone violates your trust the first time, there's a very high probability that they'll do so again. Now, of course, there's always exceptions to this, but truthfully, they're far and few between. And this also goes back to what I mentioned a few minutes ago about the fact that you can't put a price tag on how much having someone's trust is worth. It's one of those things that can be here today and gone today. Literally, not gone tomorrow. It could be here today and gone today. It could be here now and gone in 5 seconds from now. You get the idea. So if you're like me, then you know it's just not worth compromising. So instead, and I know this sounds a lot simpler and may sound simple in the grand scheme of things in life, well, just be upfront with people and tell them the truth instead of going behind their back. And like I said, I know this sounds simple, and really it is, but the fact is that for most people, it isn't simple. And even though they may know it, they'll still violate your trust anyway. Now, the reasons why, like I said before, there's as many reasons why as there are people in the world. So that's one thing. But the big thing here is, well, when this happens, when someone violates your trust, do you give them another chance? When it happened to you in your life, I'm not saying if it happened, when it happened, because it did happen, it happens to everybody. When it happened to you in your life, did you give them a second chance? Now, I'm sure at some point in your life, and the same with me, that you did give them that second or even third or fourth chance. And in every case, I'm sure it turned out pretty much the same way. And even though it most likely left you second-guessing yourself and the decisions you made, even to the point where it left your body aching maybe for days, weeks, or months, it still leads to two of the biggest blessings you'll ever get in your life, like I mentioned earlier. And before getting to that, and I'm going to talk about that in more detail, let's take a look at that second question that I mentioned earlier, and that is about whether you can tell early on after meeting someone if they'll be someone who you'll be able to put your trust in and in the way that you've always dreamed about. I want to talk more about that here. Now, there is for sure a certain magic, if you will, a mystical type of feeling, if you will, that you experience when you realize you've met someone that you just know you can trust. And it's not one you'll be able to plan out in advance, so to speak. It's also one that you most likely won't be able to put into words at first, because it's a feeling that you'll have, especially the first time you feel it. I call this having a sacred trust with someone, and it can only occur on a deep level, at a deep level. In other words, it's a heart-to-heart connection you have with someone that is driven by a deep feeling, where there is and this inner knowing, if you will, of I can truly trust this person. And I'm going to talk more about this, other thoughts that may be popping into your mind. I'm working my way down here. But for now, the question is, well, how can you tell early on after meeting someone if they'll be the person that you can have and maintain this sacred trust with over time, and in the way you always dreamed of having? Now, to be truthful about it, there is no definite time frame in which you'll know. There isn't. So in other words, you may meet someone and you'll know within a month. With someone else, you may have had that feeling, you may have a feeling or that particular feeling about them in 6 months, a year, possibly longer. It's going to be different for you than it is for someone else. But whatever the time it takes, it's still something that is earned. And this is what I said about a minute or two ago when I said that there's these thoughts that are most likely popping into your mind when thoughts are, well, let me say it like this. Whatever that time it takes for you to know who that person is, just know that it's earned. And this is the point, this is one of the points here. It's still something that is a day in and day out habit over the lifetime of the relationship. So in other words, you can meet someone who I'm just going to give random time frames here. You can meet someone and you'll know within a week that, wow, this is the person. I just know I can trust them. You can also meet someone and 6 months later, a year later, you get that feeling. But regardless of the time frame, whenever it is that you determine and you know that, hey, this is the person that I know I can trust, it's still a day in and day out habit over time. It's not something, hey, I can trust this person up and that's it. No. It's something that is earned day in and day out over the lifetime of the relationship. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're married to them for 70 years, guess what? Day in and day out for 70 years is where you earn that trust. I'm going to talk more about this as well. Now, in terms of this time frame and how long it'll take, just know, or how long it'll take for you to be able to know who this person is that you can trust, the deeper your connection is with someone, the more of that heart-to-heart connection you have with them, and the more you truly are feeling it, the sooner you develop that sacred trust with them. Now, this also brings up, and I am going to cover it because, this is a topic that, like I said, I can write a book on, and my next book has a lot of this stuff type of thing in it. But this also brings up a question, and I do want to talk about this here. Well, how do you know if you truly have that deep heart-to-heart connection with someone to the point where you can have this sacred trust with them? Instead of it being, yeah, I felt that at first with someone before, but then they betrayed me anyway type of feeling. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But just know that even, again, I'm reiterating what I said before, even when you do have this deep heart-to-heart, soul, deep connection with them, like I mentioned earlier, again, there's still the day-in and day-out habit of proving that trust. And this goes both ways and continually earning. Like I said before, if you're married to someone for 70 years, it's a 70-year day-in and day-out habit. In fact, this brings up something, and I want to talk about this as well, that I've always felt for as long as I can remember, which is pretty much my entire life. And it's the thought of trusting someone, having someone trust you, and why people violate someone's trust to begin with, along with what I said before and have been talking about, this whole idea of sacred trust. Now, over the course of my life, I mean, obviously, I've spoken with and have been around many people, to include those that I've been in relationships with. And these people, obviously, these different people, or let me say it like this, I've spoken with, I've been around many people in my life, and like I said, to include those who I was in relationships with who had relationships prior to that and in their life that ended because they couldn't trust a person based on events that took place. And so, in other words, I've been around all these people. Now, I've come across, obviously, thousands of people in my life, and I've had relationships with many different people, whether they're boyfriend, girlfriend, or just regular friendship type of relationships. And these people who I've known, they've had relationships in their lives where someone betrayed their trust. And whenever these people told me the details of what happened in their lives, for some reason, don't know why, but for some reason, I always would have visions of what this person experienced, of what they went through when they put their trust in someone and their trust was violated. I would see visions of these people who were telling me this, who gave it their all to someone that they felt they could trust. I would see visions of how this particular person was true to someone else. And there, I also had these visions of how they did all these little big things for someone. I had other visions of how these people and what they would tell me and how they took the time to care enough about this other person and to be there for them. And after hearing all of these stories, I could just feel how this particular person felt when the person that they were in a relationship with, who they trusted, violated their trust. And the people I care about most, after hearing their stories, I had visions of the sadness in their face, the tears in their eyes, and just the immediate pain that these people had in their heart while they were going through this. And hearing enough of these stories, both early on and over time, while continuing to have thoughts of what these people went through, I don't know, it somehow has always driven me to this day to make it that, like I was talking about before, to make it this day in and day out habit of just proving that trust to the people, to those people who put their trust in me. And let's face it, I know for some people it may be difficult. I understand where people are coming from and what they've experienced in their lives. I realize that some people just have reached a point where they just lose all faith and trust in someone, where they say, basically, the hell with this. I don't freaking trust anybody anymore. I know that. I know many people who are like that. But I also know that in my particular case, all I can do is just to stay true to my word and live that promise that I've made both to myself and the person I'm with. And what's also fascinating here is that this also got me to understand why far too many people violate the trust someone put in them. And simple as it sounds, it's because they flat out don't care. So when you have somebody let's say you put your trust in someone and they betrayed that trust. Well, they did it. They can say what they want, but they did it. They just didn't care. To some degree, they didn't care. Because when someone truly cares about someone else, along with having that deep heart-to-heart and soul connection like I spoke about, they'll do whatever it takes on a day-by-day, day-in and day-out basis to be trustworthy. They'll be mindful enough to put in the effort because the person they're with is that important to them. And this is when there's that sacred trust I spoke about before. And regardless of whatever has happened in your life, just know that there is always, always, always someone out there who is the person you'll be able to have the sacred trust with. Question is who? And it's just a matter of having them come into your life. It's having that the right person, if you will, at the right time, with the right connection, along with it being a deep feeling. It's interesting because I'll make this really quick. Spoken about this before because I talk about her in my book, my former girlfriend, who I still talk to on a regular basis. We're closer now than ever before. We met when I was 19, she was 14. I turned 20, she turned 15. Her parents put a stop to the relationship because of the age difference. Well, interestingly, we've always had this deep connection with each other, like I'm talking about here. So there's always been this trust between us. Now, granted, we're not married right now, like, you know, and you know, we never broke up with each other, so there was never a breakup, but obviously we're not married. She ended up marrying a guy 2 years after I was with her. I know him. They have a great marriage, super marriage. It's like it's the ideal marriage. I mean, they've been married for together 30 years. I was with her 33 years ago, 32 and a half years ago. But my point is there's a deep connection there. We also have that deep connection, me and her. So there's that trust there. Even though we're not married, we're not in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship per se, there's still that trust. So again, you know, it's having that right connection, having that right person at the right time with the right connection. That's when you get that deep feeling. That's when you know that you can trust someone. Now, what I also want to come back to, because I said I was going to do it before, I want to take a look. Actually, there's a couple of things, but I want to come back and talk about those two blessings that I mentioned earlier. Now, it's interesting because I'm going to share another story here. Back in June of 2014, I was chatting with a guy in my gym who I would see, and I still do see, on a somewhat regular basis. And on this particular day, back in June 2014, he was telling me about his girlfriend and how he was texting her every 4 minutes. Even when he was in a gym, he was texting her every 4 minutes. And he went on to say that the reason for doing this was because he wanted to know what she was always up to. And I was able to tell by the way he was speaking about it, his tone of voice, his mannerisms, all that stuff, that it had some awkwardness to it. And being that I know him off in the gym, I said to him, I said, quote, and this is how I said it, exactly how I said it. I said, if you're having to text her every 4 minutes, that tells you she isn't the one, end of quote. And he paused for a moment and said, you know, I'll think about what you said. And you know something? You know, we've kind of not been getting along lately, and I'm not sure about where the relationship is going. That's what he told me. And the next time I saw him, which was 4 days later, guess what he said? He said the relationship was over. And it got him thinking about, you know, what I was telling him. So why am I bringing this up? Well, I'm bringing this up because it has everything to do with trusting someone, especially in a relationship. In this case, an intimate relationship, boyfriend-girlfriend type of relationship. And it goes back to what it takes in having that sacred trust with someone, a heart-to-heart and soul connection with someone. Because when you do, you'll be so connected with them that you'll feel them to the point where you just know you can trust them. The two of you will be one, so to speak. You'll know. And you won't be, quote-unquote, looking over your shoulder, so to speak, wondering where they are, what they're doing, or who they may be with. And along with this, you'll feel at ease. You'll feel a sense of peace. This is the heart and soul of trust. Now, of course, this isn't something that will happen after a day or two to meeting someone. And as I mentioned and spoke about earlier, it's something that you can feel early on with someone, but it's still something, again, I'm just going to keep saying this. You can feel it after a day. You can feel it after a week, a month, whatever it is. But the bottom line, it's still something that is continually earned on a day in and day out basis. The way, if you want the answer to it, how do you know who you can trust? It's the person who is going to earn it. And this goes both ways. The person who earns it with you and how you earn it with someone else is on a day in and day out basis. I know I said it twice already. I'm going to say it again. If you're married to someone for 70 years, it's earned on a day-in, day-out basis for 70 years. 70 times 365, that's how many days it's earned. And if you want to really get technical about it, it's earned on a moment-in, moment-out basis. But you get the idea. So, to answer one of the questions that I posed earlier, how do you know that you can have this heart-to-heart and soul or how do you know that you can have this heart-to-heart and soul connection with someone? Well, again, there is no definite answer because it's a deep connection type of feeling. In fact, I know I keep saying it's a deep connection. That is another topic for another show and another podcast, because that's one that I could easily write a book on. But in how I'm talking about it here, just know that, again, there is no definite answer to how you know that you have this heart-to-heart and soul connection with someone. It's a deep feeling. It's a deep connection type of feeling that you'll have with them. And it's not something that you can think or try to intellectualize. That's why it's pretty interesting, because you'll see, I've seen this many times in my life, and I know you have too, and at first I never realized how this was going on, and I'm just going to say it how I viewed it back when I was younger. I would look at, I'd see a girl, really good-looking girl, and she'd be with a guy who really, even people in the neighborhood says, this guy's a creep, he's a jerk, he's ugly. He says, how in the hell could she possibly be with someone like that? Well, everybody's looking at what goes on the outside, but you don't know what's happening on the deep level between those two. They may very well have a very deep connection that's keeping that relationship together, and that's what keeps it together. Yes, it's important to go by looks. Yes, it's important to look at the things on the outside, but ultimately, I know I'm kind of slightly going off on another thing here, but I want to make a point because I've been talking about this. Having that deep connection with someone is going to involve things that are not seen on the outside. That's what keeps the relationship together. So that's what I meant when I said this isn't something that you can think or try to intellectualize. And also, I might as well this is important as well. It's also not an infatuation type of feeling where you'll find yourself hooked, if you will, on certain things and traits that you like about them. It's also not the type of feeling where you find yourself thinking about them 24 hours a day, even to the point where you can't sleep at night, or like I mentioned before, where you're texting them every 4 minutes. But this type of deep connection, and I'm bringing this deep connection up because this is how you can know who you can trust when you have that deep connection with them. Okay? That's why I'm talking about how can you tell if you have this deep connection with someone. And the way that you do it is you'll see and you'll feel all of who you are in this person, while at the same time you'll realize your own uniqueness. So in a sense, the two of you are one, but you'll have your own uniqueness. So in a sense, you'll see the version of you in them. You'll see your mannerisms, the things you both like and dislike about them, along with that feeling, that quote-unquote feeling that I mentioned earlier. And it's the type of feeling where you can feel this person, to include feeling them being trustworthy. And interestingly, when you know that you're a trustworthy person to the point where you wouldn't violate anyone's trust in you, the person you have this heart-to-heart and soul connection with, well, guess what? They'll be that person who won't violate your trust. Now, after hearing me talk about this, you may be thinking, well, you know, I trusted one person after another in the past, and each time they let me down. So, well, I don't trust anyone. Well, guess what? This is a natural feeling to have, and something that I've had thoughts about as well, when I sensed a possible relationship with someone I just met. Obviously, this was many years ago for me. And at first, it left me feeling cautious and just not wanting to go through what seemed like the same old crap of what took place in past relationships. So I would just take the quote-unquote safe way out and not get involved. That was me many, 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 many years ago. But after going through this enough times, I came to realize one of the most valuable lessons in life . And what this is, it has to do with those two blessings that I mentioned earlier. And this is what I want to come back to. And I'm going to talk about this for about the next, well, for the duration of the show. Now, if you've ever, and we all have, if you've ever had a relationship end because someone violated your trust and it left your body and your heart, in your own perception, if you will, aching for days, weeks, or months, maybe even years, well, guess what? This is the beginning of where blessing number one is. And what it means is that this person who violated your trust was not the one for you. even if this has occurred with 20 different people over the course of your life. And yes, it may leave you wanting to not trust anyone. However, the true blessing in all of this is the fact that it's a what I'm calling a weeding out process. It's a weeding out of the people who aren't right for you, while at the same time, it's leading to the person who is right for you, the person you'll meet that you'll have that heart-to-heart and deep soul connection with. And there's no way to tell if this will happen after one person, two people, three people, 20 people, doesn't matter. The people who have a tendency to say, the hell with this, I don't want to get involved with anyone, I don't want to be in a relationship, they, it's one of two things, either they went through this relationship after relationship, or there was one that just really, in some way, just left so much of a lasting impact that the person just said, the hell with this, I don't want to deal with it anymore. In either case, it's still a weeding out process. If somebody violated your trust, you can look at that as that person is not the one for you. You just weeded out one person. Not everybody is like that. In fact, I'm going to mention this really quick. The girl I told you about before, who I was, you know, my former girlfriend, who I still say is my new girlfriend because we still talk. She told me one of the top two compliments I've ever gotten in my life. She said, as a result of our relationship, our relationship raised the bar. These are her words. She said that our relationship, and she was referring to me, but our relationship raised the bar on what a relationship is meant to be, or it should be, as she put it. So in other words, she knew that as a result of our relationship, that, and this was, again, her speaking of me, she said, I know that after being in a relationship with you, that not all guys out there are jerks, is pretty much how she put it. That's what I'm getting at here, because now our situation was a little different. We never broke up. Our parents put a stop to the relationship. That usually doesn't happen. Usually you'll be in a relationship with someone, and someone, you know, when they violate your trust, that's it. Well, that, look at that as a weeding out process. That's my point here. Because that person is not the one who you have that deep heart-to-heart soul connection with. And again, if you're one of those people who either had that one person that just left an impact on you that leaves you saying, I just don't want to deal with it, I don't trust anyone anymore, or you've gone through this with 20 other people, like I was saying earlier, no matter what has happened in your life, no matter how many people it's with, this person who you can have that heart-to-heart soul connection with, and a person that you know you can trust, that person is out there. This person is out there, the person you can have that sacred trust with. And in fact, you know, it's interesting because this is one of the biggest things that has helped me to knowing who I could put more of my trust in. And not only that, but it also helped me to easily detect those I'm not able to trust. This leads into the second blessing, and this is how I'm pretty much going to finish out here. Now, I'm sure you already know and have experienced in some way that it can be easy at first to second-guess yourself about someone, about another person, especially when it comes to meeting someone new, to, like I was saying before, to revert back to past experiences and just not want to go through it all again. Hence, I went through this, not you, but a person could be saying, I've gone through this with person after person, this person betrayed me, blah, blah, blah. There's a natural tendency as humans to revert back to those experiences and say, the hell with it, I don't want to go through this again, hence I don't want to be in a relationship with anyone. That's the dynamic of what's going on. But once you realize the first blessing that I just mentioned a little while ago, it makes your decision-making that much easier. Because not only won't you second-guess yourself, but you'll have a much stronger gut feeling about someone new that you meet, that you do meet. And as you already know, when you're truly trusting your gut, not relying on fear, when you truly are trusting your gut, you'll always make the right decisions. And it's decisions, and it's the decisions that lead to having some of the best feelings you'll ever experience. The decisions that leave you feeling in many ways like it's a dream come true. The decisions that put you in situations where you have that warm, fuzzy feeling inside that makes your heart sing, along with the decisions that lead to having tears of gratitude. And it all involves finding the people in your life who you can trust. And at first, it may seem like these people aren't in your life, that they don't exist, but they are. And it's likely, but when you least expect it, like I was telling you about the girl, my former girlfriend, who's still my, or sorry to say, my former girlfriend, who is my new girlfriend. Notice how I say that. That's how I wrote it in my book. But it's the same thing there. I met her. I would never have thought in a million years that she would have been the one that I, even though we're not boyfriend, girlfriend, and not married, that I can have that kind of trust with. Well, it's the same thing with you. And again, it's going to be different for you than it is for me. But just know that if you find yourself in those situations where you can't trust someone because you have stuff going on in the past where someone where you feel betrayed you, again, look at that as a weeding out process. Because it's also leading you to strengthen your intuitive gut, if you will, or your intuitive muscle, if you will. And then you'll know. And obviously, as I like to say on every one of these shows, listen to the show again, because there's a reason I'm doing this show again, because I'll talk about more stuff here this time than I did the last time I did it. So go back and listen to this. And again, like I was saying earlier, this, you know, or I'll say it like this, this is the type of a topic that obviously is very specific and detailed to your situation. Like I mentioned earlier, that's why I offer those 60-minute one-on-one calls. It's a perfect example, because believe it or not, ironically, this is the topic that I get, this is the issue that people come to me most, whether they're in my Breakthrough to Achieve program or the one-on-one calls, these types of issues, trusting people, relationships, this type of thing. So I deal with this a lot. That's why I have those calls. That's why the 60-minute one-on-one call, that's why I have my Breakthrough to Achieve program, because when I am able to take your specific situation and the details of it into account, these are actually pretty simple issues to deal with once you know how to go about it. Again, listen to the show. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, like I said, you can send that in. And again, it's one thing, I say this in some way every week, it's one thing to hear what I say here, but it's another thing to bring this into your life, into your situations, and make it work for you. If you're able to do that as a result of listening to the show, great. If you do that, great. Then you don't need me to help you. If you do, that's why I have those calls. That's why I have my Breakthrough to Achieve program. So on that note, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm also going to say that next week, obviously a week from today, is Christmas. And there's not going to be a show. Actually, the girl I told you about, I go up to her house every Christmas. I spend Christmas up there. So I'll be up there. I won't be doing the show. The show will be on Tuesday next week. So obviously, those of you who celebrate Christmas, Merry Christmas. If you're Jewish, I'm Jewish. I celebrate both, or I used to celebrate both. If it's Hanukkah, whatever it is, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever it is. I won't be on next Monday. It'll be next Tuesday. So until then, and I say this every week as well, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or whatever it is, the people that are in your life that you care about, that you love, tell them. Visit them. Ideally, go see them. If you can't, talk to them on the phone and tell them. Let them know that you care about them, that you love them, that they mean that much to you, because they may not know. And when you let them know and they do know, it certainly changes your life and it changes theirs as well. Because, again, these people may be here today and gone tomorrow. You may not get that chance. I don't say that to scare people or to put the fear into people, but it's the truth. So make every moment count. Tell these people. Tell them how much they mean to you. And when you do, your relationship is in all likelihood to go to a different level. And if by some chance it doesn't seem that way on the outside, just know that you made a difference in their life in some way. So on that note, I want to thank you for tuning in, for being here. Like I said, I'll be on next week, not Christmas Day, the day after. So until then, have a great Christmas, have a great holiday, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.